I've been thinking about what Donna said. What do you think could go wrong if the simple project matrix classification is not done accurately? So not only do Simran and/or I need to be initiating the invoices, we also need to pay regular attention to the accounts receivable situation. The QRPM PPM recruitment projections are up to date, but there is no actual data in CTMS. What could be a possible reason? I successfully completed all the tasks around financial management during the setup startup phase. The first patient has been enrolled, and the study is now moving into the conduct phase. You are now aware of the different tasks that you are likely to look after during this phase of a project. This should help you manage the associated financial tasks effectively. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck. Thanks, Marie. That is great feedback. Well, Simran and I have gone through the numbers again and again ourselves, but no matter how we estimate the revenue that should have been recognized and do the calculation, we cannot get the numbers to match what we see in the reports. We would really appreciate some help to understand why we see these discrepancies. Thank you for taking out some time to meet with me, Marie. We had our Stage Gate Review Gate 3 meeting for Worldwide Pharma last week, and my line manager stated that the project has been approved with conditions. I have some follow-up finance-related work that I need to do. In particular, I need to create an action plan with the team to improve the contribution margin percentage. Thanks, Donna. That is a really useful reminder. I was wondering what other wisdoms you might have to share from studies that might have stumbled a little in their setup startup phase. Thanks for sharing that story with me, Donna. I am pleased to say that our interface development is well underway. We have been working with the CDAT team for some months now, following their initial contact with us as soon as they saw the project launch form for our Worldwide Pharma project. All should be in place in time for the FPI, which is due in a few weeks from now. Welcome to the course Project Financial Management During Setup Startup. I'm Alex, a project leader at Quintiles IMS. I've been assigned a new project with Worldwide Pharma. I have a few questions for Donna, my mentor, around financial management in this phase. I am looking forward to her answers on those questions. In this course, you will see me undertake some financial activities in collaboration with other stakeholders. I may need your help in making some decisions. Donna will guide me as and when she feels the need. This course will take you around 75 minutes to complete. This course describes the financial management activities required to be undertaken in the setup startup phase of a project lifecycle, identifies key elements that the project leader must lead the project team to have in place for this phase of the project lifecycle, points out relevant project finance information in Quintiles IMS sites and systems, and outlines the applicable global regulations and associated responsibilities. So let's get started. Yes, a few days after our bid defense on the 28th of May for the Worldwide Pharma opportunity, Violet from sales confirmed that we have been awarded the project and that they want me as the project leader. I called for this meeting with you to check if I'm on track for the next steps after the project has been awarded. I want to ensure that I get everything ready from a financial perspective for the first patient in, FPI, at the end of the startup phase. I have listed down some of the activities for the project. Help me identify the tasks that need to be taken care of in the setup startup phase and the ones that are complete. Thanks, Donna. Is there something that I need to particularly take care of to successfully execute my tasks? Thanks, Donna. I feel so much more confident about my next course of action. Anna, the imaging results are a part of the inclusion and exclusion criteria for enrollment. We would need to identify an appropriate vendor to provide the imaging services, since the sponsor has already made it clear that we are expected to contract with and manage all third parties. It's not covered in the final budget. We may have overlooked that bit. That sounds good. Why don't you confirm that number with the vendor? I will need to speak with Sarah from Worldwide Pharma to find out if she agrees to approve the additional expenses. I know that Sarah would be a little disappointed, and I understand why. And now she doesn't really have much choice. We should not have missed this. Oh dear, I better prepare myself. Looking back, what do you think I could have done earlier that would have avoided the customer's disappointment? Hello, Sarah. We need to engage a vendor to provide imaging services. Unfortunately, when we were defining the scope of work, we missed this. We've confirmed with our approved imaging provider, and the imaging services will cost us $500,000. If you agree, I will work with our contracts group to initiate a change order to cover this expense. I understand, Sarah. I missed reviewing the project scope and other project-specific documents thoroughly. I realized that it could have posed severe challenges in the project. We fortunately took corrective measures in time. I understand that the project transition meetings and other meetings are critical to the project. I want to understand the information I can expect to learn from these meetings. I see. Going forward, I will ensure that I take time out to go through the key deliverables and project-specific documents. I can see that as a project leader, it is important for me to explore the scope and depth, and not just accept what I see as face value. Thanks for explaining the importance and relevance of SPM to me, Donna. Yes, I remember. I learned that only limited work can be done before the comprehensive agreement is in place. And although we've been looking at some details of scope, budget, and contract, I am also considering that a key task for me in this setup startup stage is to continue to liaise with the customer and the contracts team to oversee finalization of the comprehensive agreement. And we know what's in the scope because it is defined in the relevant contractual agreement, most likely an ATP at this stage, and relevant Quintiles IMS policies. What do you mean by that? I see how that's important. Thanks, Donna. Thanks for the great tips so far on the importance of scope, budget, and contracts. What other recommendations do you have for me? Yes, for sure. All good project leaders know that having a robust baseline is essential in project management. How else can we measure how well we are doing against our plans? When do I set the PMB for the project? How do I go about setting the PMB for the budget? It looks like the process of baselining the budget is a team effort, which I must lead as the project leader. I had something to ask you, Donna. I remember you talking to me about the QIP before. You said if you know your QIP well, you will have all this information at your fingertips. How can I get to know the QIP for my study? Sure. What are they? What do you mean by that? Thank you. What was the other thing that you wanted to speak about? Definitely. Thanks for your time, Donna. Donna, I was wondering if you could tell me about invoicing in the early stages of my project. We have only limited scope in the ATP, and it's just the startup activities that the project team is working on. Is it still necessary for me to validate the payment schedule to confirm cash flow? How often do we invoice? Let me see if I got this right. The payment schedule in the contract, it doesn't matter if it's an ATP or a comprehensive agreement, will be uploaded into the finance management system, and it is in that system I will initiate the invoices? I was reviewing some of the lessons learned documents of previous projects. Interestingly, I came across a case where the project leader allocated to that study failed to follow up on the pending invoices for months. I will keep that in mind. Thanks, Donna. What do you think must have happened here? Although Simran, my PMA, and I know the system does the calculations for us, we wanted to dig a little deeper to get a good understanding of exactly what is happening. Thanks, Marie, that is great feedback. Well, Simran and I have gone through the numbers again and again ourselves, but no matter how we estimate the revenue that should have been recognized and do the calculation, we cannot get the numbers to match what we see in the reports. We would really appreciate some help to understand why we see these discrepancies. This is the equation we have been using. What could likely be one of the reasons for the discrepancy? I successfully completed all the tasks around financial management during the setup startup phase. The first patient has been enrolled, and the study is now moving into the conduct phase. You are now aware of the different tasks that you are likely to look after during this phase of a project. This should help you manage the associated financial tasks effectively. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck!